We continue with Bezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Mishnayot, Masechet Chala. We begin Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. As a word of introduction, we will say as follows, that there are two stages in the dough-making process regarding the obligation of Afrashat Chala. The first stage is reached when the flour is mixed with water, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. Before the flour is mixed with water, there is no requirement at all to do afrashat chala, and the grain itself can be eaten without any problem. But once that stage is reached, where the flour is mixed with water, now, at that point, if one separates chala, it's effective, it's considered afrashat chala, even though there's no obligation yet to separate chala. But if one does it at that point, it works, it's effective. And another point, after it reached that first stage, there's halacha midrabanan that it can only be eaten in a casual way, in a way of achilat arai. That's up until the second stage, which is called, as we're going to see, gemar melacha, the completion of processing, as the Mishnah will explain what the exact point of gemar melacha is. Once that second stage of gemar melacha is reached, so now the obligation to separate challah takes effect, and now the dough is considered tevel and cannot be eaten at all until you are mafrish challah. So the Mishnah is going to begin by defining for us when dough that reached the first stage, meaning that flour was mixed into water, when is that dough considered to have reached the gmar melacha stage, the completion of the processing, which is the second stage. Ochlin arai, the Mishnah begins, Ochlin arai min ha'isa, we can eat from the dough casually, in achilat arai, a temporary type of eating, such as like a snack type, ad shetitgalgel bechitim, until it is completely kneaded, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, until it is titgalgel, until it's completely kneaded. And that's bechitim, that's the case regarding wheat dough. Regarding barley, vetitamtam bisorim, or until it's packed together, in the case of barley dough. Once gilgela bechitim vetimtema bisorim, once the woman completed the kneading, in the case of the wheat, or the packing together, in the case of barley dough, ha'ochel mimena chayav mita, if one eats from it without first doing afrashat chala, is chayav mita bidei shamayim, is liable to death bidei shamayim. Once the wheat dough is completely kneaded, right, it's considered gemar melacha, and therefore it's subject to the obligation of afrashat chala, and it's forbidden to be eaten. Now the Mishnah goes back to identify when is the first stage reached, which means that if you took off chala at that point, it's effective. Kevan she notenet et hamayim, as soon as she puts the water into the flour, magbahat chalata, she can separate its chala, even for the flour that didn't yet mix with water. As soon as she puts the water into the flour, even before mixing, magbahat chalata. Ubilvat shelo yehesham chamisha revaei kemach. As long as you don't have five revaim of the dry flour remaining there. Which means, if the amount of flour that was not yet mixed with water is less than five revaim, okay, so then the afrashat chala that she did at that point is effective not only for the flour that's already mixed with water, but even for the unmixed flour. But if you have five revaim of unmixed flour, well, then you're going to have to do afrashat chala again. Okay, that's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Bet. Nidme'a isata ad shelo gilgela. If let's say her dough became meduma. Meduma, remember, is when truma becomes mixed in to regular food. So let's say her dough became meduma. Truma got mixed in. Ad shelo gilgela. Before she completed the kneading process. Which means, before the dough actually became obligated in afrashat chala. Ptura. Then, even after she completes the kneading, it remains pturai, remains exempt from chala, from Afrashat Chala. Why? Sheha Meduma Patur. That's because the halacha is that dough that became Meduma is exempt from Afrashat Chala. However, Umishe Gilgela, but if let's say the dough became Meduma after she completed the kneading, which means after it already became subject to the requirement of Afrashat Chala, Chayevet, it remains subject to the requirement of Afrashat Chala, even though now it's Meduma, because it already became obligated before it became Meduma, before Truma got mixed in. Nolad la sefek tum'a. If let's say there is a doubt, there arose a doubt that maybe the dough became Tameh, so ad shelo gilgela, if the doubt arose before she completed the kneading, before it became subject to Afrashat Chala, te'ase betuma, it could still be, the dough can be prepared, te'ase betuma, which means the kneading can be completed in tuma, even though it's going to become definitely tameh. Umishe gilgela, but if the doubt arose after she completed its kneading, when it already became obligated in chala, te'ase betahara, then it has to be prepared in vessels that are tahor. She must continue to make sure that it doesn't come in contact with tum'a, which means although the dough was already possibly tameh, but it's still forbidden to make it definitely tameh once it became subject to the obligation of Afrashat Chala. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.